We are allowing people into the country who want to tear it down. We're allowing people into the country who want to overthrow it.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
It's 5:11 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. So glad you're with us tonight. And we are pleased to be joined on the phone by one of the candidates for Illinois Attorney General, Renato Mariotti, a former federal prosecutor in Northern Illinois and an attorney based in the Chicago area. And he is on his way to Galesburg as we speak. So we're glad to talk to him while he's in the car. Mr. Mariotti, I hope you're not driving.
No, I'm not. That wouldn't be safe, so I'm fortunate enough to be in the passenger seat on the phone with all of you. So
and I'm great.
Time out.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us tonight for sure. First of all, before we talk a little bit about you and your campaign, you are coming to Galesburg for a couple of events, correct?
I sure am.
You're
so I'm going to be here. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so I'm going to be talking to some students and a professor at the university at the college talking about the impact of the recent tax plan that was passed in Congress on students, because it's getting rid of the deduction that you used to get for paying off your student loans, which is unfortunate for, there's a lot of students who are just struggling to make those payments. I've got a lot of student loan payments yet to make for myself. And then I'm also going to be meeting with a lot of Democrats downtown in Galesburg.
Don't get me started on student loan payments. That's another discussion here for another day. But maybe in general, if you could, maybe to preview your discussion, which I think is either at Q's Cafe or Glow Bar tonight. I can't recall which. But what is that impact, and how is that something that you can possibly help with, perhaps, if you're elected attorney general?
Well, it's a great question. So first of all, the impact, the way it used to be is, and the way it is until this bill is passed, is you could deduct, if you don't have a high income, you're allowed to deduct the interest payments that you make on your student loans and take that as a deduction off your income taxes. And that's just something that helps students, because we got a lot of people who are crushed with student loan payments.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of higher education has just been soaring. I'm 41, and I'll tell you, it's gone up. It's almost doubled from the time I was in college. That's it's only 20 years ago. So it's really difficult for a lot of kids who are getting started to make ends meet and start building a life for themselves and have a home and a family. Now, me as Attorney General, I will tell you the honest truth is I can't undo the tax proposals that are going on in the federal government, but it's a squeeze that is squeezing families that are working to make ends meet. And I'll tell you, both of my parents worked two jobs when I was growing up. Neither of them went to college. My dad's still working as a cashier at Walmart and, trying to make ends meet. And, what I want to do is, take actions as Attorney General to help people who are having trouble making ends meet. And a lot of that is going after things like wage theft, where employers are not paying the full wage that people are entitled to, whether it's minimum wage or, overtime, giving people the vacation and sick time that they need, et cetera. But it's also, going after companies that are unfairly taking advantage of people. Like, frankly, there's some student loan companies that are doing that and bringing lawsuits on behalf of the people. And that's what I want to do as Attorney General.
I know the current Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, has worked pretty extensively in that regard to try to cut down on sort of the predatory lending practices of some of these student loan providers, and especially as it relates on the back end when it's time to pay up.
For sure, exactly right. And, that's one of the things that, I applaud her. She's not running for re-election, and that was really what sparked my interest in running, because I think she has done good work in that area. And I think that one of the issues, like you said, it's when it gets to repayment time, that you're supposed to, because our tax dollars help with those student loans. For that reason, student loan companies are supposed to be giving people the option, for example, to have income-based repayment, to repay over time, to defer some of their payments. And, there's some lending institutions that are not giving people those opportunities, that are trying to shunt people away from those programs, which frankly sometimes can help somebody who's really struggling. And, you know, there's lenders who do all sorts of things. And as a federal prosecutor, I went after lenders who are preying on our seniors, for example. There's lenders out there who are taking advantage of people with dementia. I mean, there are definitely people out there doing bad things that we need somebody looking out for us.
Let me move on and let me ask you a question. For good or for worse, tend to ask a lot of political candidates for statewide office here in Illinois. You're in the Chicago area. You've been a prosecutor in the Chicago area. A lot of downstate folks kind of get, I think, turned off sometimes by politics, knowing that all the people running for top offices are from the Chicago area. So why should someone from downstate vote for a Chicago area guy like you?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, I'll tell you one reason is because I care enough to go around this entire state. This is the 19th town that I visited around the state, actually meeting people in your town and elsewhere who are going through problems, because I want to learn and figure out what the problems are that everybody's facing. I want to be attorney general for everyone around the state. Another thing is I believe, and I could be wrong, but I think, where, you know, around your area, there's a lot of people who are like my parents, who are struggling, people who are trying to make ends meet, people who literally, you know, are working an extra job or putting in extra time, who are trying to, you know, getting bills that they don't know whether or not they can pay. And, you know, I'm motivated about that because to me it's not a problem that you see in a spreadsheet or a problem you read in the newspaper. It's a problem I felt growing up when we didn't have the money to pay the bills. So I think if there are folks that are listening to this program who are in that situation, you need to know that I'm going to look out for you, and that's why I'm doing this is because I actually want to make a difference, because we are, the way this country has gotten nowadays and the way the state has gotten, people are getting squeezed, and people at the top, you know, there's all these people who take advantage of things all the time, and I think it's wrong that there are people taking advantage of the system while, you know, people are working hard, whether it's my dad at Walmart or, you know, or my mom who was working at a local insurance agency answering the phones. People like that, sometimes, you know, they get taken advantage of. It's wrong.
Renato Mariotti is a candidate for Illinois Attorney General and on the Democratic side in the March primary. In reading some information about you, I've seen where you've spent a lot of time in media trying to explain the investigation by a special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, relating to President Trump and any ties to Russia and that sort of thing. This area of the state is, while there's a pretty strong Democratic base, I think, here in Knox County, it's also heavily Republican. Do you think people knowing that you're, as one article described it, Trump-splaining, is going to help you or hurt you in this area?
Wow. Well, you know what? I view what I do there as providing a public service because, you know, a lot of lawyers love to hear themselves talk, and they go on and on talking with all this lawyer speak. And I frankly, when I heard people trying to explain what was going on in the news, it made my eyes glaze over. And I do that partly because people like my parents been asking, and my, you know, uncles and aunts have been asking me for years to explain what's going on in the news. And I think it's a public service because frankly everyone's wondering what's going on over in Washington. And so I think I'm doing something good about that in doing that. You know, and I think, you know, frankly, what I'm doing that for people, I'm really trying to, you know, help them understand and help them being informed about the law. And I want to bring that same, you know, energy and experience and enthusiasm about communicating directly with voters and directly with citizens to being attorney general. I mean, it's in some ways, it's some of the same thing because, you know, I want to be somebody who's out there as an advocate. I communicate a lot on Twitter and Facebook, and you know, maybe people, you know, laugh about that, you know, but that's one thing, frankly, that the president's doing that I do agree with, is I do think there's a value in communicating directly with people, and I want to do that because I think that, you know, we have too much of a separation right now between these politicians in Springfield, whether they're in Springfield or Washington, and those of us who are working for a living. So I want to spend as much time as possible talking to people like that and learning from them, explaining what I know about the lot of them and learning what their experiences are and what their problems are so I could do something about it.
I'm short on time, but maybe a couple more questions before we wrap up here. In regards to this investigation, the Michael Flynn pleading guilty to lying to the FBI last week, is that as I've heard it's either a big deal or may not show that Mueller has much to go on here. Which is it, and is this the beginning of the end?
So what I'd say is that whenever Michael Flynn got a pretty good deal, I'll just tell you that as a prosecutor, he got off pretty easy. And what that, you want to look at a plea agreement, is that he gave up something to get it. In other words, nothing in life is free. That's mm-hmm. a common sense thing people know. And so you're getting a good deal from a prosecutor. Trust me, the prosecutor's getting something in exchange. So I suspect that we're going to find out in the not-too-distant future that somebody else is going to be charged with something as a result of Michael Flynn's cooperation. So there's more to come. You have to let the legal system and the law enforcement folks do what they're going to do and take its course. And I'm not prejudged what'll come out of that. That's the way I look at it.
And finally, you say you have been to a number of communities around the state as you've been campaigning. What are some of your potential constituents, if you will, telling you about? What are they concerned about?
Well, a lot of people are concerned about the fiscal situation that our state is in. You know, there are people out there, if you can believe it, who literally negotiated raises with the state from the state. Union members, and they haven't gotten their raise in like 7 years. I mean, can you imagine? your employer didn't pay you what they said they were going to pay you. Or there's nursing homes who haven't gotten their bills paid. There's mental health facilities who haven't gotten their bills paid. So that's obviously a real crisis. You know, there are also, a lot of people who are really, the issues of violence and issues like that, as I've, talked to folks in different communities. But I'd say what I have to say, too, is, there's also issues. A lot of the issues come back to things where I was telling you about earlier, pocketbook issues. If I had to say that what's the number one issue that people are facing, it always comes down to their pocketbook. Because all of us, you can't think about, there's a lot of problems out there that are more like fancy problems, like, hey, everyone would love to have cleaner air and water. We would all love to have, better functioning democracy. But if you can't afford to pay your bills, then that's a huge problem. And that's why I focus so much about it, because I'm reflecting.
All right, I think we may be losing Renato Mariotti, candidate for Illinois Attorney General there. If you're still there, thanks so much for joining us, and thank you for actually campaigning in Galesburg. I think a lot of state candidates need to show up here and don't, and regardless of how people feel about a political party or you, I appreciate you coming to town. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.